Blog Talk Radio.
Across the Country podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, alongside the Berg Boys, Ralph Williams, Smokin' Jim Frazier. It's also sponsored by Cavaretta's Italian Deli, West Hills, California. You want prosciutto, you want meatballs, sandwiches, just check out, say hi to Dave and Paul over there in West Hills, Topanga and Sherman Way. And as I lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, first of all, Ralph, how are you? And I know you got a sponsor to this great show, too, as well.
Yes, I do, Mark, and it's great to be here. And I want to tell you, that meatball sandwich sounds pretty good. But, yeah, I do have a sponsor, DJ Fun. DJ Fun, if you live in Western Pennsylvania and you need a DJ for a party, you need to call DJ Fun today. Because the dates are booking up fast, and I got this for you. DJ Fun will give you 2022 rates if you book for 2023, all right? He said he already has a couple dates booked up, and people are taking advantage of the discount. So you might want to give him a call today, 412-545-4317. Rates are reasonable, and DJ Fun will not let you down. He's the best in the business at parties, special events and weddings. That number again, 412-545-4317. I'm doing real well, Mark. Thank you for asking. I could be reached at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com. And also, I can be reached on Facebook, Twitter. I'm back on Wimkin. I got my account back. And also, I'm on YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel.
Okay, as you give it over to Smokin' Jim. Smokin' Jim, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good. You can reach me at Instagram, Smokin' Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Love to hear it. Man, oh, man, as you give it over to you, Ralph, a lot of topics to talk about. Where do you want to go with this show as we're hitting 140 right now?
Okay. You know me, Mark. When I'm right, I'll tell you I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm wrong. I said last night on Peter Blake's show, or we were on the sports web last night, that Conan had said that AEW was in trouble. But now, we had had major discussions over several episodes here of Wrestle Talk and our talking wrestling show with myself and Smoke and Jim about the overstocked roster on AEW. And I sent you a video, you and Smokin' Jim, a video that I saw late last night, that because I was up and I was watching it, and it confirms that AEW is starting to fall, and their ratings are down a little bit. The CM Punk situation, overstocked roster of guys and gals, and it's Tony Khan took over creative, and what he did was, and that's why Cody Rhodes left again, too. I had said that, and I was right on that one. This video confirms everything that I had said that was right, that was going to happen to AEW, and it did. Tony Khan took over creative. He knows nothing about the wrestling business. He used to let the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody Rhodes and Chris Jericho run the show. Well, Chris Jericho is a executive vice president, but it's only on paper, and they just extended his contract. And the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega are coming back from that suspension, and on top of all that, CM Punk's contract's getting bought out. They want him out. So that's the problems facing AEW, and they have an overstacked roster. I just wanted to bring that to everyone's attention today. We can talk about that later. WWE, we have Crown Jewel coming up. I have two new matches that have been added to the card. One of them is the Brawling Brutes have exercised their number one contender status, and they have decided to take on the Usos at Crown Jewel for the Undisputed Tag Team belts. Then you also have another two more matches that actually have been added. Omos will take on Braun Strowman, and then also we have another match where it's going to be a fatal four-way for the U.S. title. Seth Rollins, Matt Riddle, Mustafa Ali, and Elias in a fatal four-way for the U.S. title. These two matches have been added in addition to the ones that we've been discussing, the Lashley-Lesnar match, the Rollins and Jake Paul match, or I'm sorry, not the Rollins, the Roman Reigns and Jake Paul match, or Logan Paul, I'm sorry. Wow, I got the Pauls mixed up here. And then we have the Judgment Day versus the OC. So that's in addition to that. There hasn't been an official announcement yet as to Bianca Belair versus Bayley. And tomorrow night, open challenge. Ronda Rousey has issued an open challenge tomorrow night to anybody in the locker room. Other than that, I don't really have anything else to talk about. Impact, we spoke about that last show, but, you know, they have, you know, some changes, some new champions there. We spoke about that last week in NWA. Bully Ray is in NWA. EC3's there. And Tyrus is champion. And Nick Altus is coming back from another injury. And, you know, so... wherever you want to start, Mark, let's get started here. I think we should probably start either in regards to, oh, and Bray Wyatt's coming back, as you well know. There's been promos with that. Let's, if you want to, we could start off with the Bray Wyatt situation. Mark and Smoke and Jim, what do you guys think about who's going to be in his faction? I gave a few names out last night on Peter Blake's show and on our Talking Wrestling show as well. What's your thoughts, gentlemen? We could start off with you, Smoke and Jim.
Well, I tell you what, Ralph, I think you laid it all out perfectly. I couldn't have said it any better, bro.
Mark?
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the thing, and you hit it yesterday in Tampa on that show. You're right. You know, it's really interesting to see where this thing's going, and we've talked about these things before, you know. I talked about it yesterday in Tampa on that show with Peter Blake and you. As far as the fact, I think WWE is bringing some of these guys back that they got rid of just to showcase it and make a move to sell it. I mean, why else is the Wyatts and the Strowmans and all these guys coming along now that Vince McMahon didn't want no part of, but Triple H is bringing? Might be a coy to sell this thing, you know, before WrestleMania or after WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's, you know, WWE is a public company. You and I can invest, you myself and Smoke and Jim could invest in stock, and we would have a say in what goes on. Being that it is a public company, they would have to get permission from the shareholders to sell the company. I don't know if that's going to happen, and I don't know what they're going to do, but the shareholders would have to get together with the Khan guy that I forget his first name, I think he's related to Tony Khan, but I'm not exactly sure. That's one of the executives there, as well as Stephanie McMahon and Triple H, would have to probably sit down with the shareholders and go over a sale. And if that's the case, Fox could buy them, The Rock could buy them. You know, there's a lot of people out there. Maybe Hulk Hogan might want to get a group together and buy them. Anybody could buy them, being that it's a public company. What's your thoughts, Smoke and Jim?
You know, I think that Mark said it very well. You know, it's out there, something to contemplate. It's something that You know, we just got to – we can kind of listen to the rumors, but for right now, we just got to wait and see.
Mark?
No, I think I'm going to stick by that because I think that's the thing that, you know, it's where it's going. I think they're going to sell it. I really do. A lot of people might not believe that, but I really do because – I don't think you can keep this thing afloat without Vince McMahon and John Laurinaitis being a part of it. I think, you know, now it comes down to how long can Triple H wave the magic wand to keep it where it's going with Stephanie. We've seen Shane want to know part of it, so I think it's going to be down to that. And maybe with a little help with the, you know, Shawn Michaels. That's the only thing. But I don't think they can keep it going as much as if you turn it over to an NBC or a Fox, somebody that can pay you big money and really take it to another level. That's exactly where I see it. I think the WWE, a year from now, they'll be sold.
Well, you see with Impact, you know, they were bought by Anthem Sports. And Anthem Sports at one point didn't want really nothing to do with Impact. That when they bought that, they were misled by Dixie Carter. And then what had happened was when they bought that, they found out it was a mess. It took them about 5 years to get, or a little more than 5 years to get Impact back to where it is right now. But they're still not where they need to be because they're not on national TV. They're not on any kind of a national cable network. They're not on any kind of a national TV. The one good thing about the sale to WWE, at least they're on USA, and they're on Fox. And they have long-term contracts with them. So that's the good news. And one other thing I wanted to mention, too, besides the AEW thing, they're about to lose their contract because Warner is cutting back on stuff. And, you know, Warner's owned by AOL, and AOL Time Warner. They didn't want wrestling. Remember, WCW couldn't get a TV contract when Eric Bischoff wanted to buy WCW before Vince McMahon bought it, and they didn't want nothing to do with wrestling after Ted Turner sold it. That was another reason why WCW fell. They didn't have a major TV network to go to. But now with all the streaming services like Impact's on one, Memphis Wrestling's on one, NWA has one. Everybody is on some kind of streaming service, whether it be or whatever it is, or some kind of sports network that you can stream. Okay, that's where that is. I think WWE will probably be able to sell easy because they have networks to back them up. All right, as far as Bray Wyatt goes, I said this last night, and I said it twice both on both shows. I think that his faction, and I know for a fact Bo Dallas is coming, his brother. I think I'm told Dexter Lumis, Eric Rowan, possibly Braun Strowman, and Alexa Bliss. That's the group I'm thinking that's gonna form the new Wyatt family. What's your guys' thoughts on this, Smoke and Jim? What do you think?
I think that would be a great group, man. no doubt about it.
Mark.
No, I could agree with Smoke and Jim on it. I mean, I'm gonna jump on that one. But I'll take this thing a little further here, guys. I mean, we've got this Saudi Arabian thing coming up. I don't understand, with everything going on in the world today, why do they keep going there? I mean, there's so many problems. Don't you think? I mean, the thing in the back of my mind is, with terrorism and all this other stuff, why would you subject yourself to something like that to keep taking them, you know, to foreign countries like that? Have you ever thought of that, guys? Ralph, you, and then we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim, because that would be a concern for me, going to, like, an environment that I know nothing of. And, you know, everybody can do what they want to do, but that would be my first concern. Maybe I don't want to be on this trip, you know.
Yeah, you know, remember when they did the salute to the troops? And they used to go to Iraq. Remember how they used to do that? And one time I think they went to Afghanistan. Then they stopped doing it. There was a reason for that, because of security. I'm actually, as you mentioned, Mark, I'm actually quite surprised that they've continued the Saudi Arabia thing. You know, Saudis have a lot of money, as you well know, and the United States, they're one of our best allies in the Middle East. So I would assume that this is a big thing for them, not only just for Saudi Arabia, but also for the WWE. And, you know, everything revolves around money, Mark and Smoke and Jimmy. And I think you guys both know this as well as I do, that when it comes to money, they drop everything. And that's exactly what the WWE has done here. Despite the fact that we have all these problems in these countries right now, you know, but Saudi Arabia makes it secure and safe. They feel they have a good working relationship with them folks over there. And they did that London or that British thing, the one pay-per-view. So, you know, the castle thing. Smoke and Jim?
Yeah. Mark, as far as boxing has been really, Saudi Arabia has been hosting a lot of our professional boxing matches because there's just so much money that they're able to offer the contestants. And it's the same way with wrestling. Like, you know, like Ralph said, there's so much money in Saudi Arabia that, you know, and they want to host these, you know, professional events, and they're willing to, you know, overpay. And wherever the gold is, that's where you go.
Mark?
Yo, I think you hit it right there. That's the thing, but I think you got to look at, you know, security and everything on this. I wouldn't want to do it. You know,
no,
that's,
I wouldn't.
I don't know how you feel, Smoking Jim, on it, but I want money or no money. I'm in a different territory. You know, I'm not in the United States. I don't know what's happened. If I'm going to do any foreign travel, I'm going to Canada.
Yeah, I'm the same way, man. Look at the basketball player that's in jail over in Russia, man. You don't want to play around in these foreign countries.
Yeah. Look at
exactly.
Brittany Griner. I mean, that's a prime example right there of why I've been saying athletes shouldn't go overseas. Now, I agree with Smoker Jim about boxing, because look at Tyson Fury. He always fights his fights in foreign land, and all these countries are making money off of this, and a lot of them now are hosting a lot of these fights. They'll probably get so much more money taking stuff overseas, and I think Smoker Jim will agree with me on this, that they would rather take it overseas than in this country, because they know they're going to make a bundle of money. And that's where it all leads to as far as, you know, as these things go. And I do agree with you, Mark. I wanted to go to Italy at one time because my family's Italian. And,
right.
You know, I wouldn't mind going to Italy. But nowadays, I don't even want to even go anywhere except
well,
like,
yeah,
like
I know my nephew's out there, and he's going to school. He'll be back out here. Took a semester in Italy, but, you know, yeah, everybody's got their own thing. Let me get to some of these questions. Alex coming in from Irvine, California, listening kind of right near my backyard, not too far, about 30 miles. Says, guys, I listen to the show a lot. It's interesting. And, boy, I like the music in the opening. You guys switch up the music each week, or is that your opening for the show? Well, that's Ralph's call on that one, Alex. But he basically says... Yeah, he basically says he's geared up for Survivor Series when they'll get back to the 4-on-4 teams. Oh, yeah, that's the best. That's what I'm waiting for, too. The Survivor Series is what I'm looking for. And I'm trying to think, guys, where the Survivor Series is this year. Is it in?
It's in Madison Square Garden.
So I'm in the same team time frame, you know, in New York. So it's right there. So... Yeah, that should be a dandy. And, yeah, the original 4-on-4s, man, I can remember, Alex, sitting there watching it with DiBiase in the 4-on-4s and Bad News Brown walking out on everybody because he didn't want to get pinned. And, yeah, what a tradition that was on Thanksgiving to watch some football and then turn on Survivor Series. Any thought to that, Ralph? And then we'll give it over to Smoke and Jim, and I got some more questions.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we have 310 listeners right now, and it's great. I think we're going to break our record again tonight. It's 3 weeks in a row we've broken our record. We had over 500 and something last week, and I think we could break it tonight. We're already up to 310. But, I'd like to see the old traditional. Actually, They're going to add a little something to it. You know, NXT used to have this War Games thing, and WCW had it back in the day, if you remember. And now they're going to insert it into the Survivor Series. And so it's going to be Survivor Series War Games. And it will be, as I said before, at the it's going to be Raw and SmackDown competing against each other in that kind of a format. You'll have two steel cages combined together where they can walk back and forth into either one of the cages. And also, I forgot to also mention, the WWE is bringing back the pay-per-view King of the Ring. They're actually going to they're taking it serious this time. Last couple of years, it's been a kind of a joke, you know, and they've had it during SmackDown and Raw. But now they're bringing the full King of the Ring pay-per-view back. And that's going to be great. Because that was a great pay-per-view. They eliminated the day one pay-per-view. So they have eliminated that one. That's not coming back this year. You're only going to have Royal Rumble in January instead of day one, where they had it on New Year's Day. So any thoughts on that, guys, Smoke and Jim?
Well, you know me. I love everything that Raw, SmackDown, and NXT is doing, has done, and I trust them to continue to entertain me.
Mark?
Yeah, I'm going along with what you said, Smoke and Jim. No doubt about that one.
Yeah, you know, Survivor Series is going to be real interesting, you know, with the War Games format. But let's talk about Crown Jewel coming up in a few weeks. That's going to be a real interesting pay-per-view. Once again, a phenomenal card. I just mentioned the matches that were added, and that doesn't include the ones we already have. Braun Strowman versus Omos. And you know what? I think, guys, Braun Strowman's going to really beat Omos. I know Omos is a big man. I've seen Braun Strowman take out bigger men, like Big Show, and you know, I've seen him do that. So what I'm saying is I think Braun Strowman's going to take him out because he's a better wrestler, okay? Omos, and I mentioned this last night to Smoke and Jim on our show, last night on our podcast, and it's truth. All Omos has been doing is fighting squash matches. He hasn't gone up against any key opponents. All he's had is squash matches. And Braun Strowman is not going to be a squash match. I don't care how much he pushed him around last Friday. Okay, that's not going to happen. I'll guarantee that. But, you know, because I know the fact I've seen enough of Braun Strowman to know that. Lashley versus Brock Lesnar is going to be a really super match. I think that match might overtake the Roman Reigns-Logan Paul match because here you got two behemoths, guys that have fought Roman Reigns for the title. They fought each other in the past. You know, it's going to be a real train wreck, I think, between these two, and it's going to be a really great match, and I think just that match alone is going to make the pay-per-view. I'm interested to see what the women's matches are going to be. I'm thinking Bianca Belair versus Bayley again. You know, we'll see about that. I'm not real sure. And then you got Ronda Rousey this week with this open challenge. And I'm not sure who the number one contender is yet on SmackDown for her title. So we need to find out within the next few shows as to what's going on with that as we lead up to the Crown Jewel. What's your thoughts on that, Smoking Jim?
Well, I got to kind of disagree with you about Omos. I've never seen, he's the strongest 7'3" guy that I've ever seen since Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, this guy got superhuman strength. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he's bench pressing close to 500 pounds. I mean, this guy is just a freak of nature. And I think Braun Strowman bit off a little bit more than he can chew. When he shoved him out of the ring, man, and Strowman didn't come back at him, I think he kind of knows that, you know, there's a new giant, you know, on the planet now.
Mark?
Well, I think I got to agree with you. I think Strowman's going to run roughshod over Omos. I mean, it's all squash matches. Four guys on Monday Night Raw. I mean, this is it's a joke. I mean, I think Strowman's going to put him in his place, and then it's going to get to the point where what do you do with him after that? I mean, MVP's a great mouthpiece, but what do you do with a guy like that after he gets railroaded by Strowman?
Yeah, that's a good question, because this, I think, is Omos's biggest challenge right now. You know, he, as I've said before, he's done nothing but squash matches as of late. We're up to 400 listeners now, gentlemen, 400 listeners.
Wow. We are picking up steam.
We are. We are big time. And I think
let me ask you, yeah, exactly. Smoke and Jim, what's on your mind today? Give us a topic.
Well, the only thing on my mind, I'm on my way to Philadelphia in a little bit. I'll be up there for the Steelers-Philadelphia game, and I'm going to put a wheelbarrow worth of money on Philly, so I'm planning on being rich when I come back, brother. what's on my mind in terms of wrestling is, I know you guys don't like it, but, you know, Austin Theory and Seth freaking Rollins, man, I get a kick out of every time these guys' name gets called, man. And, you know, I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with Bayley and Bianca Belair. But it's just exciting times, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a big game, man, in Philly.
Hey, Smoking Jim, can you do me a favor?
It's gonna be a great weekend, because don't forget the Philadelphia Phillies is, they're a buzz right now, and the Flyers is doing well, and Philadelphia is the best team in the NFC, so it's an exciting time to be in Philadelphia.
Hey, Smoking Jim. While you're down there in Philly, stop and bring me back my wife back two cheesesteaks from Gina's down there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also,
if I was still smoking cigars, which my doctor told me I'm not allowed to anymore, I would ask you to stop at the Holt Cigar Factory and pick me up a few cigars.
You should take some of that DJ fund money, man, and put it on Philly, brother.
yeah.
Woo!
You know what?
I
haven't done sports books.
You know what? Let me ask you. I know it's a 5-hour drive, I think, to Philly for that game. I've been ridiculed all over social media, Smoking Jim. I think the Steelers are going in there and going to beat them. I really do. I think there's going to be a lot of money laid out on the Eagles. I think, you know, the Eagles are, you know, pretty much coming off of their bye week. Steelers lost a heartbreaker in Miami, but I really think they're going to go into Philly, and they're going to play some great football to keep this thing close. And it might come down to the kicking game, and I think Boswell puts it through, and, you know, the people down in Miami, the 72 Dolphins, will celebrate with some champagne because another unbeaten team goes by the wayside.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mark. With all the money I put on Philly, if they lose, I'll be coming to L.A. to live with you, brother. The only reason I disagree with you, Mark, and you make good points, is that Philly is coming off a bye week. They're rested. They've been off for 2 weeks. And I don't think they're going to overlook Pittsburgh. You know, I don't care what Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers records are. People approach it like it's a Super Bowl game. So I think Philly will be sky high, well rested, healthy, and I think we're going to put on a show.
Well, I agree with you on that, Smoker Jim, about Philly. But, you know, I thought we were going to lose to Tampa, and then we ended up beating Tampa. But the difference is Philly right now, they're on a hot streak, and the difference between them and Tampa is losing games right now because they don't have an offensive line of scrimmage. Their offensive line is terrible, and Brady's head's not in the game, and you know, that's why they're losing games. And you know, Todd Bowles, I told everybody about Todd Bowles. Everybody down there from Harry the Greek to Scott Morgenroth and everybody. Oh, Todd Bowles, he had a bad team up in New York, and he, you know, he's a great coach. Yeah, well, you know what? Now his true colors are starting to come out when you can't manage the game. And Byron Leftwich made bad play calls. That's the reason why the Steelers lost that or won that game. Okay, Philly is not going to make any mistakes. They've been doing pretty well for themselves. But then again, anything can happen. And Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, when they're down on their luck and you think they're going to lose a big game, they always come through and win a big game. It happens every time. But we're going to find out. I think Philly's going to win, and it could come down to a field goal or even some kind of mistake somebody makes, a bad turnover or something. I think it's going to come down to that. If it's special teams, forget the Steelers. So, you know. And also,
yeah, it's going to be interesting.
And also, I got news for everybody. You ready for this? I got some big-time news. I found this out from Aditi Akukamunga, who is a reporter for the NFL Network. And you know what I found out? That if this game doesn't go right for the offense for the Steelers, after this game is over, Matt Canada is fired. And that came from her. And she's a well-known NFL reporter.
Wow.
So
what do you
Matt
think,
Canada,
Jim, on that?
I've heard insiders say a lot of things over the years, and they're really right. I would be surprised. I'm not putting it past him, but knowing Mike Tomlin, and he hates to admit that he's wrong, I don't think that mid-season, although it's a bye week, I don't think he'll fire Matt Canada. I think there's a shortage of offensive coaches over there. Maybe he got pressed for Mike Sullivan to be the offensive coordinator. I think that he will do that after the season. If you demote Canada, that means you're going to have to fire him, and that's one less offensive mind in the meeting rooms. And they have a very shortage of people that know offense over there. And Mike Tomlin doesn't know anything about offense. He doesn't know a thing about offense. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as I said before many times, this something has to be done here with this offensive schemes. And, it's Matt Canada's offense. And, he had Ben as an excuse from last year. I couldn't really use my full offense. Well, his full offense is here. And you're using it, but you're calling it at the wrong time. Like, you got a third and one, you could put Derek Watt out there and run the football, you know, or something. I mean, for a third and one, what do? You do a gadget play, and he gets stuffed, okay? You can't call plays like that. That doesn't work, okay? I mean, you know, and so even Kenny Pickett could have ran it himself, or they could have went into a wildcat and had a direct snap to Najee Harris, or Jalen Warren, who we didn't see a lot of in the last game. Okay, so, I mean, you know, you've got to find – and now a weapon that I thought they were going to be able to have, they're not going to have now in Calvin Austin III. I mean, he's a short guy, but he has a lot of speed. They're saying that he hasn't played a down at all. He didn't play in the preseason, didn't play in the regular season yet, and he's a draft pick. They drafted him in the third – I think the fourth round or third round. And now he can't play at all. He's done for the season because of a foot injury. But they claim he was ready to go. He could have came in, a couple games. Oh, we can't deactivate Chase Claypool or one of them guys. You know.
that's going to be the thing. I mean, when you look at it, we're getting. Let me get some of these questions from people around here. Gary coming in from Roxbury, Mass, says he's going to the Jets game against the Patriots Sunday. And, hopefully the Patriots can win this game to restore a little order, because if the Jets win, they're going to solidify themselves to challenge the Bills. I don't know, Gary, about that. I like the Jets' chances Sunday. But they're about a year out. They're really doing some things. Elijah Moore's got to get his act together. Just give me the damn ball. You say that when your team's losing. You don't say that when your team's 5-2 and they're road warriors at 4-0. So I don't know what the Jets are going to do with him. We've got another one coming out of New York. It is Adam. Adam coming on, a long listener. He's coming out of Uniondale, New York. Says, hey, the Giants, man, we're going to be in Seattle this week. We're starting to pick up some hayway, and you're smoking something, Mancini, because I think the Eagles don't lose that game. They're going to be on a collision course till they play the Giants, and then we'll let the chips lie where they may. Now, I'm going to stick with it. I don't care if they think I'm crazy. I think the Steelers can pull one, and, you know, I don't want people to come back next week and say, hey, Mancini didn't have that. Everybody knows now I laid it out. Steelers, hashtags all over the place across my social media. I think the Steelers are going to go into Philly and beat them.
Wow. Yeah,
well,
that could happen. I mean,
as we hit 500 and something right now.
Yeah, we're at 512. 512.
Yeah.
So there we are there. But anyway, let me get back to the Jets for a moment, fellas. I had a distinct author, Mike Westbrook, on my show, okay? And Mike is an author of a book about the New York Jets that he just wrote about a year ago, or less than a year ago. He was on, or Westfield, I'm sorry, Mike Westfield's his name. And I had some prominent people respond to him being on there, comments. My comment section on YouTube got lit up with from some of his former players that actually watched the show that night when I had him on. And he talked about the Jets. He said he went to two of their practices in training camp, and he said he never saw a more organized coach than Robert Saleh. He said every practice, every play, every detail, everything from the water bottles to the jock straps to everything. He said everything Robert Saleh does with this team, practice wise, play wise, whatever, is all organized and it's all functioned. And he functions like an organized person. And you know, there's nothing wrong with that. Great coaches are organized. And from what he told me, we're seeing it now with the Jets. They're better this year than they were last year. They might not go to the playoffs, but at least they're going to be, if they're 8-8, that's better than they've been. I mean, we all know that. So, I mean, you know, Mike was right about that when he said that. He's a former special teams coach. He was a special teams coach on the NFL for New Orleans and a few other teams, the Jets. And, you know, so he's been around for many years. He's a great special teams coach, probably one of the better ones other than Bobby April in the entire NFL. You know, Bobby April was the special teams coach with the Steelers when they did that onside kick in the Super Bowl in 95. So, I mean, you know, which I wish they'd do some more onside kicks and some fake punts and kicks with that punt and supposed great punter that we have that shanks punts every time. So, I mean, you know, Presley Harvin III.
Smoking Jim, any thought on that?
Well, I love the Jets, and I agree with you. I mean, these receivers are a bunch of divas, and you got to get them under control. But I think the Jets was hurt by losing that rookie running back, Bryce, out of Iowa State, even though they traded for Robinson, who's a good back. But Bryce is a home run hitter. He's great in the passing game. And I think it's going to be, you know, hurtful. And I don't know how long he'll be out. I don't know if he'll come back the same next year. Sometimes it takes a couple of years for a running back to get over a knee injury. So I think that was a big blow to the Jets.
Yeah, and another interesting team tonight. Oh, sorry, Ralph.
No, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead. I'm good.
Another interesting thing tonight, man, is Baltimore and Tampa. When you look at these two teams tonight, guys, you know, Baltimore could easily be 6-0. They lost three games in the last 30 seconds. Miami stunned them. The New York Giants stunned them. And Buffalo stunned them. So, I mean, you turn that around, they'd be blowing out the division. Pittsburgh and Cleveland would need a pair of binoculars to find out how far they're down. But by losing those three, this division's kind of wide open. But you know what? I think Tampa pulls one on Baltimore tonight. I'm not a big fan of this Amazon thing. I don't have it, and it really cramps the style. I think the NFL shot themselves in the foot. Now we're getting some real questions out of here because now people I see a lot of the 317 area codes coming in from Indianapolis. How are you? 617 out of Massachusetts singing. They don't subscribe to Amazon either. And this brings up an interesting topic with the last 10 minutes of the show, give or take. I think they shot themselves in the foot because half of us can't watch the games. I mean, unless you go to a sports bar.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. Yeah, exactly, Mark. I agree with you. I don't have Amazon either. So, I mean, you know, it's a bad situation. The NFL laid an egg on this, but again, it's about money. And, you know, they put together their Thursday night Amazon team. Amazon came up with some money to broadcast Thursday night football. And this is where we're going. I've said this many times, Mark. We're getting out of the regular TV anymore. This stuff is either on streaming services, Amazon, Apple TV, all that stuff. You know, so regular cable TV, maybe in the next 10 years, could be obsolete. You know, we're having issues here in Pittsburgh. And let me give you an example, Mark. We're having an issue here in Pittsburgh with the TV station that Smoke and Jim and I put shows on. They're having issues with the cable companies not giving them enough money to keep them going, and they have to go out and get donations. And we have a piss-poor management group there that doesn't want to go out and go out and get these donations and get this money because we sat on Comcast and Verizon for the last whatever years that these two have been around, and the city of Pittsburgh doesn't give us that much money because they have their own channel now. They don't need to use us. So that's a prime example of what I'm saying. TV is starting to become obsolete now. Everything's streaming. Everything's online. And regular TV in a digital box, I feel bad for you because there's a lot of things you're not going to be able to watch. Like if I want to watch it tonight, I can't. I don't have Amazon. You know, so I'd have to pick up the replay.
Well, let me bring Trevor in from – I'm sorry to interrupt you, and I know we're down at minutes.
No, that's all right.
Let me bring Trevor in from Roswell, New Mexico, and he says, guys – I've got cable, and I've got like 500 channels, and they're like triple the same channel on each one, maybe in a different language. How come, you know, we can't get Amazon on this thing through the cable if they're doing it in sports bars? I've got the NFL Red Zone. I've got the NFL Network. You know what, Trevor? It's just another way to make money. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. You know, here comes Joe. Joe coming in from Sugarland, Texas, said it's like buying memorabilia or stuff at sporting events. I remember the Astros had one hat. Now they have three different hats. Yeah, another way to spend $50.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
We have a few minutes left in the show here, and we're up to 544 listeners. So I appreciate everybody.
Smoking Jim, yeah. Any take on that with – the guy in Sugarland, Texas, saying it's a marketing campaign as far as trying to make money on selling different hats, and we've seen that, you know. The July 4th hat comes out, and then we got another hat coming out, and then, you know, you got to get the World Series hat because it has a thing on the side of the, you know, the build or something. Just another way to make money, if you're asking me.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's great marketing, and all the paraphernalia look good when people buy them, man. They can mix and match and the whole bit. But I agree with you, Mark, that I think that Tampa Bay has a good chance, even though we won't be able to see it, of beating the Ravens tonight. And you're right, the Ravens should be pretty much an undefeated team this year.
Yeah. Well, last question. Matt coming in from Oceanside says, guys, no need to buy the hats. They'll be in the discount store in a couple of years, so I don't have to pay the $40. Now I can get it for $3. Yeah, that's a good way to close this show, Matt. Thanks. That's a great one, to say the least.
Here's a good one. A good way to close the show also. You have to take out a loan anymore to get
out. Yeah, exactly. When you look at that. Prayers for a safe trip to Philly. Let's see if Smoke and Jim stays for Game 3 of that World Series on Halloween night in the city of brotherly love. That should be interesting. But as we wrap this show up, Smoke and Jim, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
Instagram, Smoke and Jim Frazier. Facebook,
Okay, and Ralph Williams, you're all over the place. You're in Tampa on Wednesdays. You got the show with
you
and Smoking Jim, and then you're in here on Thursdays. Man, so blessed to have you across the board here in Mancini Media.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Ralph Williams, 737@gmail.com. Facebook, Wimkin, Twitter. Also, you can get a whole. You can watch my shows on my YouTube channel, and I would prefer if you would please subscribe. I'd like to get some more subscribers to subscribe. Also, I have a new show I call Ralph Williams One-on-One. What it is it's a show that I do once in a while. It's not a scheduled show. Whenever I can't get a guest to come on one of my shows, and I will have them on the one-on-one show on a convenient time for them. So that's the mainstay of the show, and I started it yesterday at 2:00. It's called Ralph Williams.
So blessed to have you doing it, man. You're great. I love you dearly. And no, he's not in West Virginia with his wife. That was a good one to close the show a couple weeks ago as we get this thing going. Stay tuned for the top of the hour where that crazy show opens up with the Twilight Zone episode. The Easy Cookie Podcast. Yeah.
I'm trying to see if they'll give me their secret recipe for beans and wieners.
Exactly. A lot of deli mustard and everything with that gang. And
yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same channel. I know on Thanksgiving we'll either move
have
it up
night,
or archive it. So we'll just to keep you guys abreast on that. No show on Thanksgiving. The show will fall on a Thursday, so we're trying to figure out, do we move it to a Wednesday? Do we archive it or something? We'll keep you posted probably next week or the next week after that, just so you have a heads up. For the Berg Boys, Ralph and Jim in Pittsburgh, yours truly, Mark Mancini, signing off in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Thanks for pushing
have
the envelope.
Be safe, everybody.